Emily Marshall is the director of the Cook County Community YMCA, and she joins us this morning to bring us up to date. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, there's a big building going up out there.
There is. It's going up.
So tell us about where we are with that. How are we on target?
And
when are we expected to walk in the doors?
Yeah, well, the great news is there's not doors yet, but we can start walking in now.
Okay.
I'm going to start some hard hat tours every Friday, noon, and then another one at 5. So if people want to come down and take a hard hat tour, again, there's no doors. You have to use your imagination, but it's really exciting to walk through and you can see the structure and see what all the rooms are. But the exciting part is to imagine all the programs that will be happening within and outside the walls of the building. We are on target.
That's good. And what's the target?
We're looking at getting the building turned over and ready for the members early December. Mm-hmm. And looking at then we have to put in all of our equipment and train our staff. So probably the week before Christmas, getting everybody in there to for a free trial period, try some fitness classes or the child watch or play in the teen center.
Yeah, nice Christmas gift for the community.
Sure, good. Yeah. And then I'm looking at our first membership opportunity in January.
So. Mm-hmm. And so basically, give me a rundown of what we ended up with. What's going to be in the facility once you get the doors on?
Sure. Okay, I'll take you on a little virtual tour here.
Okay.
The main lobby area will be set up with a coffee lounge and just a seating area for members to converse. And there will be a glass enclosed professional meeting space that can dual as a multi-purpose room for birthday parties. And that will lead right into the pool, which is a 4-lane lap pool. It also has a zero depth entry play area in a different section for the kids, and then a large.
That zero depth entry means that there's a slope.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're walking into a lake.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Just a very gradual slope. So if somebody's in a wheelchair, or if they're young kids, they can walk right in. And then a large hot tub and sauna area, and the water slide. So that's what we're getting in the
pool
area.
Oh, boy, the water slide.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Count me in.
Yeah, you'll be the first one to go down.
Probably the only time, too. You have to fish me out with a pole.
The gym, in the gym area, there will be a designated walking track on the outside of the gym area.
That's going to be very, I know that that was kind of in the plans from the beginning, even when it was the first go around several years ago because of the... Well, the aging population that we have in Cook County, as we do throughout the state. So that'll be a good, safe, secure, and friendly place for people to walk rather than going to the mall. Not that we have one here in Grand Marais.
So the walking track is still in. The gym will also be set up for indoor volleyball, indoor tennis. There'll be a drop-down curtain divider, so you can have games going on either court, or you can pull it up and play a full court game as well. The fitness area is kind of three tiers. The first level is more of a weight room, athletic gym, more of the high school athletes, kind of the heavy lifting, grunting equipment, the plate-loaded equipment down there.
Uh-huh.
Then you'll go up a little set of stairs into the cardio area, which will have about 20 pieces of new cardio and some of the more selectorized equipment for circuit training. And then the third level will be a fitness studio for dance and Pilates and yoga and group exercise. We'll have spin bikes for group cycling.
Sounds like I should have no excuse to be out of shape. I'll find one, but...
but then, you know, fitness is just one small part of what we do. On the youth development side, we'll have a full-blown teen center with great activities for the kids, rock band, Wii, pool table, foosball, ping pong, kind of a computer stations for them, a lounge area. So just a real safe, fun place to play after school. And then a child watch area for the younger kids. So if parents want to do a workout class or go swimming, they can put their children in the child watch and we'll have trained and safe supervised area for them to play in while the parents are getting their workout in.
Well, as director of that facility, how do you keep track of all that stuff? You're going to have a little office someplace where you
Sure, yeah. There is a, currently right now, my office is actually in the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. We started managing the what used to be called the Upper Shore Fitness Center as of July 1st. And so I have an office in the room there and then also in the boardroom or the conference room in the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. But we'll be moving over, myself and the community ed staff will be moving over to the Y when it's ready.
Okay. And again, the tours start when?
This Friday, if people want to come on down this Friday, or come on up, I should say, this Friday, right. Noon, and then again at 5. But, you know, if those times don't work out and people want a tour, feel free to give me a call. I'm happy to walk anybody through at any time.
So
it's
they
really
just
exciting.
Show up in the parking lot and somebody will be there to tell
yeah,
them?
Yeah, right by the ACA doors will probably be the best place to show up. And I'll come out every at noon and at 5.
So you don't want them wandering around in the big open space.
No, we got to put on some hard hats if the construction crew's in there working. But okay. Fridays tend to be a little bit quieter around there. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Emily. We've been speaking with Emily Marshall. She's the director of the Cook County Community YMCA. We
got
to remember to get that name right because it's been referred to in, I don't know, a whole dozen different ways. But anyway, it's Cook County Community YMCA. Thanks, Emily, and we'll talk to you as we get further into the whole process here, and whenever you've got anything new to let us know about, just give us a call.
Sure. You know, I do have one thing new that I would like to mention. Tonight, if people are interested, we do have a focus group meeting over at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, specifically about the programs that we're going to be running. So if people are interested in coming and giving their input, the meeting is at 6 o'clock tonight, and then we'll do it again Friday at 4.
So these are programs. You just ran down a lot of the activities. But these are programs that are actually going to be going
yeah,
on.
I ran down the space, but you know, more importantly, the programs that happen within the space are what really brings our mission to life.
Maybe after the focus group and you have a chance to digest some of that material, come on back and tell us about some of the programs
that
the public seems to want.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.